Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following mostly firmer Asian markets. U.S. dollar is stable overall, while Japanese yen drops to the lowest level against the dollar since November 2023. And the weakest against the euro since August 2008. Crude oil futures are lower, gold is a little higher, industrial metals are mostly up, and the sell-off in Bitcoin continues, dipping below the 61,000 mark down to a two-week low. In macro news, the Fed is expected to have rates unchanged today. The updated dot plot will get most of the market attention, amid the risk that the 2024 medium shifts down to two rate cuts from three. Markets are now pricing in around 70 basis points of easing in 2024 and a less than 50% chance of a June cut after the recent data showed stronger U.S. economic growth and upside surprise in CPI and PPI readings. Fed Chair Powell is also expected to repeat the narrative that the Fed is gaining confidence on inflation, but we're not there yet. Elsewhere, China left its one-year and five-year loan prime rates unchanged as expected, and economists continue to look for further rate cuts in 2024 with additional funding facility to support the country's housing space. However, there also remain doubts about the efficacy of the policy amid calls for fiscal stimulus to revive consumption. And in the aftermath of the Bank of Japan move, some takeaways believe that more rate hikes are on the table in 2024, with real rates still deeply negative and the yen depreciating. In Europe, the European Central Bank spokesman said that policymakers plan to publish internal pay measures used to gauge inflation risks later this year to give greater clarity on decision-making. And ahead of tomorrow's Bank of England meeting, a vote showed a high likelihood of the bank keeping rates steady on Thursday, but with signals for a summer rate cut. The UK Chancellor Hunt said the Treasury is considering reforms to state pension and welfare benefits to increase defense spending and boost growth. On the data front, the UK inflation eased further in February, but services prices were still showing signs of stickiness. German February PPI came in weaker than forecast. In corporate news, the Biden administration is expected to announce a multi-billion dollar award to Intel in the CHIPS Act grant today, according to New York Times. Boeing is mulling ways to cut Spirit's exposure to Airbus, according to Reuters. Sources say that Boeing is looking at selling or redeploying Spirit AeroSystems businesses that supply Airbus in the event that Boeing reaches an agreement to buy Spirit. The sources also say that Boeing doesn't want to own Spirit's Airbus business, which brought in about 20% of Spirit's revenue last year. In Asia, equities went higher on Wednesday. Greater China markets had small gains following a tepid start. Korean stocks also rebounded, while Australia was flat. Japan was closed for a holiday. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.